coming up tomorrow in town, Patriots Day. It's a big deal. It's good fun. Everybody loves Patriots Day around here. We're not the only town in the country to have a Patriots Day, but I think we're the only town in the country to have a Patriots Day tomorrow. And the president of Patriots Day is Charlie Quilter, and he's with me now. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning, Jason.
How's it going?
Great.
I'm playing the Star Spangled Banner in the background. I don't think you probably didn't quite catch that.
It's Jimi Hendrix. I love it.
Right, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the history of Patriots Day in town, in Laguna Beach specifically.
Well, it's not the first parade we've had in town. Those have been going on probably since the late 1800s, I would think.
Yeah.
But 51 years ago, in 1967, they had the first Patriots Day parade itself. And it was formed by a bunch of civic groups, and one of the founders was a fellow who's music director over at Laguna Beach High School. That was Carl Koenig, and he lives up in Big Bear now, and he's supposed to be riding with me tomorrow in my car, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
How nice. So the originator of Patriots Day will be in the parade tomorrow. Or yep. Patriots Day in Laguna, I should say.
Yeah.
Because I know that other cities around the world, around the country, do have a Patriots Day.
It's a different date. But this is ours, is always the first Saturday in March. And as you can see this morning, we've got glorious weather. We hope it'll be pretty much the same tomorrow, we think.
Yeah.
And so it's a perfect day for a parade.
Yeah, and it's a chance to, obviously, as an immigrant to this country, it's a chance to put aside all the divisiveness that we've seen in the news recently, blah, 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 and really just celebrate our country. And you've got a good theme this year, actually, which sort of speaks to that.
Well, we didn't know, the parade is not religious and it's not political, so we have to be, we have to watch out what we pick for a theme. And this year we knew we had a contentious election coming up, but we wanted to remind everybody that when all said and done, the nation still stands, and so our theme this year is One America.
Yeah.
And celebrates, that fact that we all do come from all walks of life, we have all sorts of different opinions, but in the end, it's still One America. E Pluribus Unum is the motto of America. It means out of many, one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had a great kid write the essay contest this year, and beautifully explained it for an eighth grader. It's a complicated concept, and
explain that to me. There's an essay competition associated with Patriots
there's
Day.
There's an essay contest. And it's done with the kid from the kids from the Thurston Middle School, and language arts class puts it on as a contest. The winner this year was Claire Tigner. She wrote a very moving essay, and it's a lot for an eighth grader
to get their head around. No, for sure, absolutely.
It's very,
and even for something like me, as soon as you say One America, especially in the present atmosphere, my head starts racing. But this is very, really focuses you on what this is about, which is that we are all here on this lump of rock, and we've got to kind of make it work. Yeah.
Well, our idea is to remember that patriotism, takes many forms. But our parade, which is our annual community parade, celebrates the idea of love of community and nation.
Yeah.
And, so people of all stripes march in the parade, and it's not a political event.
No. And you have to sort of just put the blinders on and forget about all of that stuff and remember that we're just very lucky to be here. So we're also honouring some people, aren't we, in the community?
We are. We got some... one of the great things about the parade is that we've got all these wonderful people that are that deserve honors, and we give them to them in various forms. And just starting off with our Artist of the Year, John Barber, who's very well known. He rediscovered the lost art of making something called luster glass, which was, and then has gone on to produce artisan type glass that's in collections all around the world.
Oh, I have six of his glasses in my house. I'm proud to say
I've got one over my fireplace, and it's a vase, and it's just every time I see it, it just knocks me out.
Yeah, and a real staunch Laguna local. He's just one of the guys, and his wife Rebecca, and they're just
he and his wife Becky have been very active in the community. Next, we have our citizen of the year is. We don't have an award that's called Polymath of the Year, you know.
But Polymath? That's a big word for this time of the
word.
Morning.
It's a 50-cent word, but Doug Miller is it. The guy is a musician, he's an artist, he's a photographer, and he's been in Laguna now for over four decades. He came out of the Navy, he served in the Vietnam War.
He did.
On an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
But he's trained as a classical musician. Uh-huh. I mean, everyone's heard him play the fiddle.
First of all, he plays with me. That's another connection.
Yeah,
you know.
Well.
I've got John Barber's glasses, and Doug Miller plays with me at the Sawdust every year. Every time I go and play there, sitting there at the tavern,
yeah,
playing my guitar, I always leave a channel open for Doug, comes and plugs in. And if people that don't know Doug, or if you're new to town, really, he's that white-haired gentleman, skinny white-haired gentleman, that you see walking really quickly everywhere around town with a big camera attached to his hip.
And who looks like he might have had too much coffee this morning.
Oh, no, he just looks... And he's a little bonkers, but he's great, man. He's a wonderful man, and he loves kids, and he's just good to everybody at the Sawdust. He's been there since, I think, the second year of the Sawdust Festival, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he's a stakeholder exactly, but he's certainly one of the longest continuous exhibitors there.
Yeah.
But the other great thing he's been doing is he's been capturing, through his photography and through his miniature oils, he's been capturing the spirit of Laguna Beach through its people.
Yeah.
And they're fabulous. He's been posting these things online now for a couple of years, and you can find him on Facebook, on his Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. You can go back and say, and every now and then, there I am.
Yeah,
boom.
You'll see yourself.
Yeah, see myself 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Or there's my kids when they were...
babies, yeah, I'm sure.
When they were babies. It's incredible.
Yeah, so Dougie and John Barber. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Doug is our citizen of the year because he really has captured our spirit. And then our grand marshals, of course, have brought great glory not only to the community of Laguna Beach, but to the United States. The Fisher sisters, Aria and Mackenzie.
Yeah, of course.
They were leading stars on the U.S. Olympic team in women's water polo down in Rio last year.
Yeah.
And they brought home a gold medal to the United States.
Amazing. And to town, of course, obviously. By the way, just to go back to Douglas Miller, I don't mean to take anything away from the Mackenzie girls, but that tells you something about Laguna, because most towns in the country, if you've got a citizen of the year, he's likely to be a big donor. You know, nothing, no disrespect to big donors, we need your cash, but he's likely to be some sort of, you know, industrialist or business guy or lawyer or real estate dude or something. But we're honouring one of our favourite characters in town, Doug Miller, who brings a sort of life and spirit as opposed to any sort of financial or gain, or even working in a non-profit. I think that speaks to the spirit of Laguna in a way that I'm not able to do in words. It's really important, actually. And I think it's lovely that we're honouring Doug, and I'm sure he's delighted.
Well, it is kind of neat. The award really goes to someone who has given much of themselves to the people of the community.
To the community, yeah.
And that's Doug. And he's just simply one of our most beloved citizens.
He's been making these photographs forever. I mean, I've been here 17 years, and ever since I started playing in town, music in town, he would come up to me once a year with three photographs, printed photographs, that he's paid for himself. I mean, he goes and gets, and he gives you, there's nothing like this. This is very creative, and it really makes you, gives you a warm sort of feeling of community, like you really are loved. Somebody paid attention to you. He's a very smart guy in that way.
He
actually
is. I don't know how he keeps track of all these photos.
But no idea.
When our house got mushed in the great flood of '98, a few days later, he hands me a packet of photos, and because we thought we'd lost all of our photo albums and things, and he hands me a packet of photos that showing my wife Anne and our kids through the years. And I said, how do you do that?
I'll tell you something. He's unbelievable. Puts us all to shame. He's such a nice guy. He's such a good guy. Oh, my goodness. All right, so the McKenzie sisters, Olympians, obviously.
And, well, the Fisher sisters.
The Fisher
girls,
excuse me. The Fisher
McKenzie is
yeah,
what?
Yeah, McKenzie and Aria. Yeah.
It's sad. McKenzie actually is in the middle. She's up at Stanford University, and she's in the middle of the competition season. So standing in for her will be her dad, who was a member of the 1992 men's Olympic water polo team.
Right, that's correct. Yes,
yeah, it's really Eric, and yeah. He's of course been there. If I don't know how you call it, his the family coach. But I'll tell you, you watch that sport and you wonder how the heck do they keep from drowning? You know, it's so tough.
No, but that's an incredible sport, and they're incredible athletes all around. I think those girls. Now, we can't do this all morning, so we've got to move on. But there are other people that are going to be honoured. Major Robert Sternfels is an incredible story. His story is an incredible story. Fighter pilot. You speak a little bit about him?
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah, and Bob Sternfels is going to be 97 years old this year.
Bless him.
And he is. Wow. He was actually a four-engine bomber pilot, flew B-24s out of North Africa against the Nazi Germany. And one of the great raids of that war, which cost the United States a huge number of pilots and aircraft. Remember that this is 1943 was not going particularly well for us back then. And this was a long, very long-range raid against the Nazi oil refineries in Romania, in a place called Ploiești. And he goes out with his air group, 47 aircraft, and only 22 came back. And that's a huge... I flew in Vietnam, and, you know, you can't imagine, you know, having over half your air group get wiped out in a single mission. Yeah. They had to go in at very low altitude. They were very vulnerable. Remember, all these guys didn't have a whole lot of flying experience. Yeah. They were just literally thrown into the war. He came in from the time he enlisted in the Army Air Forces until the time... He became a squadron commander in the space of 2.5 years. This is incredible. It's unthinkable today.
Yeah.
But the man. He's truly a hero. He received the third highest award for gallantry, the Silver Star Medal, for winding up having to take over the lead of the entire 15th Air Force on a raid against German fighter factories, Messerschmitt factories in Eastern Austria.
So he's our honored Patriot of the Year. Is that what
he's the Patriot of the Year. That award goes to someone who served the nation gallantly or meritoriously in times of war or national emergency. And we've had some great Patriots of the Year over the years that I've been around.
Cool. All right. Well, let's talk about the just a little bit about the actual parade itself. Many organizations represented, including KX93.5, floats, cars. Marching bands?
Well, the marching band that's dear to my heart is the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing Band. They'll be the lead band. And what's cool about this is that the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing Band actually led the first parade in 1967. That's when the wing was stationed out at El Toro.
Yeah.
And now they're down at Miramar.
Okay.
And they have a particular reputation for being... among the best field musicians in the Marine Corps, which means some of the best field musicians in the country.
Right. Well, it's a bit like, I'm thinking it's a bit like the old water polo thing. It's hard enough to sort of do the thing that you're doing, playing, but to march in that way as well, and in such, you know, it's a wonderful thing to watch. That great American thing of watching marching bands in parades, for me, just warms my heart, you know, makes me feel like I'm really in America.
Well, what's another cool thing is that we've got a number of high school bands that are participating. This is not the high school band season. That's during football season, which is in the fall.
That's right.
But they're coming down from all over. We've got some from Barstow, some from up by Lancaster, coming down to be in the parade, and it's really great. And you see these kids; they are so good.
Yeah.
And they put their hearts into it.
And it's brilliant for them to do it out of season too. My brother's kids are drummer in his high school band.
Right.
They play during football season.
Sure.
So they don't see each other, you know, at this time of year. So it's great for them to get together and see each other again. All right, well, listen, we better move on. But it's tomorrow, and it starts at the high school.
Starts at the high school at 11. And the easiest seating is along Park Avenue. But most of the people like to watch down at on Forest Avenue. We've got the Laguna Beach Community Band. They play in the Pepper Tree lot before the parade starts, and it's a lot of fun. It's like we like to joke: half the town's in it, and the other half
after watching it. That's right. It's really one of those events. It's like, you know, Halloween on Oak Street, and you see all your neighbours, and you go out for breakfast or lunch afterwards, and it's really a good place to feel that community spirit. If you're new to town, you shouldn't miss this, because it'll really make you feel like you're part of what's going on here. And really excited about it, Charlie. Is there something else you wanted to say before?
No, it's fairly easy to get to. I mean, if you live in Laguna, you should walk. You can walk.
Yeah.
And don't forget the trams will be running free of charge, so you just get on Laguna Beach Transit and ride the trolleys into town.
Yeah, you can find out information about that and the routes and everything at lagunabeachcity.net. So that's important. Best to keep the traffic out of town, really, if you can. But there's plenty of parking. It never seems to be that big of a deal on Patriots Day, and we're very excited about it. I'll be there with Billy Freed commentating on KX93.5 for the period of the actual parade itself. So we're excited about it, Charlie. Thank you for organising it. Charlie Quilter is the president of Patriots Day Parade, and you'll see him walking around tomorrow in his white hat, and give him a pat on the back for organising this thing, because I know it's really quite an event to organise. So, nice one, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.